Still not adequate relative to what we use in any storm, but we're thankful to have something because we then could prioritize major thoroughfares. It's frustrating, but ultimately, as anybody who's in our line of government here knows, that we're responsible, and the residents don't want to hear about a barge in Maine. They want to know why the streets aren't the way that they expect them to be.
More salt. That's what they need in New Jersey. Hey, hey. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Anybody have some salt they can ship to Jersey? And the problem is a lot of snow. Snow, snow, snow. Getting that snow into Tuesday, which means, as you just heard there from Stephen Fallop, explaining what the highway conditions are like, and what's leading to the frustration is that with so many people crossing over the bridges and commuting both in and out of New Jersey over into Pennsylvania, it has been a very rough winter. I think of all the places that are getting bombarded by weather, Philly might have had it for some reason the worst. They definitely have had the most snow that they have ever seen, in records being smashed all the time, the amounts of snowfall. And they've gone through their budget. They've gone through the plows out there salting, and they're looking for more of it, but certainly New Jersey isn't alone. Neither is Pennsylvania or any of the other states who have found themselves in situations where, yeah, we get snow, yeah, we get weather, but this much weather, that's just how it happens sometimes, right? Mother Nature, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, you don't have to feel left out if you're not the one that has to go, because that's what happens. And while you feel for the people that are dealing with these crazy blizzard conditions and the cabin fever and the days that the kids are going to have to stay in school and all of that, there are people that are dealing with much worse, including questions surrounding why are we feeling these earthquakes? And that's what they're saying in Oklahoma. And it's very puzzling. And it does make you wonder, with what's happening in the ground there, could part of that be something to do with that? We have seen this in other places, but it's bizarre the amount in such a short amount of time. So the questions are there, and they're trying to explain what possibly could have caused the earth to shake as much as it was shaking. So it goes to that same thing of the unexpected, not expecting an earthquake, not expecting to feel what feels like aftershocks because you've never really dealt with them before. And they're at a loss trying to figure out and explain what it is. Does it have anything to do with going after natural gas, or is it something else, or, you know, whatever? Like I said, they saw that certainly in Texas, when in a town called Cleburne, they had a whole bunch, not 30 in a row, though. They had a whole bunch of earthquakes that would suddenly come on where the earth would rattle. And that was due to the removal of the gas, how they were going after it, and the land and what they just happened to hit. And in Oklahoma, they're questioning that as possibly being the reason why. Coming up here on America Tonight, we'll give you the Olympic count in Sochi, Russia, as we're into day 11 now. How many medals did the U.S. win, and were there any dramatic highlights? Also, a conversation with Ron Hostery, one of my pals who has a book out, where the premise is you just keep on moving, because the unexpected can happen. Whatever you plan, expect something else. It's something you didn't plan for, and he talks about this in his book, and it's such a well-written book, and he's such an interesting guy. I thought it'd be fun to have him on the show. So he's coming up this hour, too, as well. You can step into the spotlight and throw in your two cents on a couple of things. including whether or not you think that enough is being done to pull back on the NSA. The outgoing NSA director said it's not our mission to spy on everyone in the world. Only it was so easy for somebody who basically worked for us as a contractor to dial in and download everything and tell everybody what was going on. We can't believe that we didn't have any checks and balances in place. So this is General Keith Alexander, who is retiring as the director next month. He didn't say where he thinks the information should be held. The president recommended back in the middle of January that the government stop holding phone call records, but pushing the information out to either telephone companies or to someone else would probably have some drawbacks, I can imagine, as well. How about not tapping into as many calls? And the outgoing NSA director, Alexander, warned about the growing threat of cyber attacks and called for cybersecurity legislation. He said that the financial sector was attacked 340 times by DDoS, which is distributed denial of service, from the fall of 2012 to the spring of 2013. And he said that the systems that run the power grids are definitely attacked with occasional success. And that if we're not careful, things will get even worse. But then what's interesting is you have the Energy Secretary, Stephen Chu, who says it's been sensationalized about how the NSA is running rampant over the rights. Sometimes the press sensationalizes a lot of things that there's no truth to, like Solyndra, which he says Solyndra was exaggerated. So what do you say, America? What should happen with all the phone information? And do you blame the media for the things that are coming out, like Solyndra? I'm sorry. Listen, I think these are pretty clear facts. You had solar panels that were being sold cheaper in China and cheaper in other places. So were you really going to pump guaranteed loans into a company that was making solar panels but at a much bigger price? Did we not learn anything from outsourcing? Of course. So I guess the next question is, what's next for the NSA? What's next? Since Ed Snowden leaked the NSA documents, they've put in place 41 different guidelines to try and prevent another leak from happening again. And General Alexander made sure everybody knew that. He was the director for 8 years. And they say they're sorry to see him go, that he was a good NSA director. So the president has nominated Michael Rogers, the commander of the Navy's 10th Fleet, to step into Alexander's shoes. Would you want to be the director of the NSA? Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will. Come away with me on your bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies.
All right, so check this out. Asteroids. There have been a lot of movies about asteroids, or some anyway, talking about the possibility of asteroids smashing us in the United States. And I just happened to read this, a story that talked about the potentially hazardous asteroid, which is three times the size of a football field, and it's traveling at 27,000 miles an hour. They say is passing close to the Earth, which it supposedly did on Monday night. It's just a chunk of rock. It's the 2000 EM26, 1.6 million miles away. It's another close shave in terms of people who have the scientific background will say it's closer than you think. And they're tracking it, but insist it was no threat to the planet, that we were okay, no. It was too far away. In its closest approach, it flies 8.8 lunar distances from Earth. But a potentially hazardous object, asteroid, comet, whatever, that makes a close approach to the Earth and is the size large enough to cause significant regional damage is scary to think of, isn't it? And they're talking about the fact that it's an ongoing threat, that people don't want to talk about it. But remember, it was almost a year ago, it was exactly a year, about when that meteor exploded above Russia, which injured more than 1,000 people with falling glass. And it's lucky they were just injured and nobody was killed. I mean, thank goodness. And they say every few centuries, a massive asteroid strikes us, you know, usually impacting in the ocean or some other area like Antarctica. But now they're talking about more of a threat, a possibility. And they're talking about contingency plans for deflecting them on short notice. That's scary, isn't it? I'd like to be in one of those meetings. I mean, in one way, it'd be cool. But then they're talking about, in scientific terms, the possibility of that happening. And they're trying to increase the awareness about how dangerous the real dangers of asteroids are. And they're recruiting people to help scan the skies with robotic telescopes. Because they continue to discover more asteroids, sometimes just days before they come close to the Earth. Wow. You're kidding me. So we can't even track these suckers. We're trying to, hey, you out there, can you help us? How many of you are out there that can track the asteroid? I mean, what's wrong with that? 1.6 million miles away? 1.6 million miles away? Does that seem that close? I don't know. It doesn't seem that close to me, right? Somebody said to me, guess what? Saturn is very close to us. Look at all the planets and tell me what you're more concerned about. Well, but then talk to the people in Russia, and they certainly weren't thinking that glass was going to come flying and hurtling down on them from a meteor. So you can't be completely blind to the possibilities of it, but it does sound so far away, doesn't it? It sounds pretty far to me. The 1.6 million especially is what I'm thinking. It seems close, but it's so far away, and it is hurtling past. I think with everything we have to worry about, the last thing is we're going to keep looking up. Looking up to the skies and start to be concerned about asteroids and meteors and all that sort of stuff. I think it's cool if you could see it and then you hear the stories about it. But if we start adding that to the list of worries, then we're never going to solve that dilemma. And I love that they're enlisting the public to just be able to look into the skies with a robotic telescope so they have help from everybody, right? Hey, I don't know about you. I always do these cheap movie reviews. Coming up at the tail end of the week, I'll do that again. There's some new movies coming out. Some of them look to be pretty good. One of the things that happens when you go to the movies is you see the constant trailer festival that you're barraged with if you go to the movie early. And there's a movie that's coming out right around Easter. And the movie's Noah. It's the whole Noah thing. And the whole Noah thing. It's the whole Noah's Ark deal. And I have to say the clips look kind of interesting. But I just saw a survey that said 98%, and this was from Variety Magazine, so that's the movie people, 85%, or what did I say, 95%, something like that, are unhappy with Noah. Faith-driven consumers who, 98%, faith-driven consumers who they, I think, were playing to somewhat Paramount, are saying that they're not satisfied with the take on the kind of stories like Noah, that they're tracking the viability of it in biblical terms, a biblical-themed movie, which is designed to appeal to with the core message and all of that, and they say that they don't like what they've seen. So Noah is released in March. Russell Crowe stars in it, and the budget for this thing to make it $125 million. So I bet they're hoping that people who like a good story, but people who are faith-driven people go to see it. Otherwise, that's a big core of that audience. I don't know. To me, it was just a snippet that I saw, but I have to say it looked pretty good. It looked interesting. And it looked like it tells the story and sticks to the story, but I don't know that for sure because I haven't seen the whole thing. But it looks that way anyway. So as far as appealing, I kind of think the opposite. I would think that it would be appealing to people who say, you know, hey, bravo, you're giving us a little Noah here, perfect timing for that. And instead of some of the other things that you constantly get complaints over, I think it'll do well. I think they recoup that money for sure. I think they get the money back for the production of it because it was a big production. And I think that people will go and see it. The timing of it couldn't be better because of Easter and, excuse me, Easter and Lent and all of that coming to a crescendo right around the same time. I think you'll drive people that'll be interested, and I think it does well. So I think kind of the opposite. Whatever the survey was, okay, I get it, but if anything, the curiosity factor would be pretty high. When was the last time that a movie like that came out? It's been a while since we've seen anything like that. Usually it's something more controversial like The Passion of the Christ and whatnot. So it's going to find an audience. I believe so. I believe it finds an audience for sure. Coming up, I already mentioned this, but we'll be talking to my pal Ron Hostery about life's plans and what do you do when you get a curveball, which everybody gets a curveball. I mean, we've had so many people on this show, and all of them have talked about that in some way or form. We've had enough of them, certainly have talked about it, where things are going smooth, and then all of a sudden they hit a massive obstacle, and then what happens when they hit that obstacle and how they bounce back, which is so huge, and what the key thing is. I think I agree with Ron in getting through life. The speed bumps is not the 50 million friends, but the core group of your friends, which he'll talk about. So that's coming up next on America Tonight. Plus, we'll get you up to date on the Olympics. Stay with us.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Very pleased to welcome to the show one of my pals who just wrote a book, finished it. It's out there. So proud of him. He's a guy who has an incredible background. I mean, everything from being Mr. Mattress, and I'm going to let him explain that, to being the mayor of Tustin, California, and also now being a rancher, plus he's a pilot. How does he have time for these adventures, or how did he have time for these adventures? And the book is called I Did Not Plan That, Make Life Work When Plans Don't. Ron Hostry, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you for inviting me, Kate. This is fun.
So, did you ever imagine, I threw out a couple little things that you've done in your lifetime. Did you ever imagine you'd be the mayor of a city in California, or you'd own a ranch, or you'd own a mattress company? Is this what you set out to do?
No, it isn't. It was kind of interesting. I spent the majority of my life suiting up and showing up. And when opportunity presented itself, I took the risk and just stepped out to grab life and see what it would bring me.
Do you think that what happens sometimes with people is what you just said there, in just you just waited to see what would happen, that life opens doors, basically. Do you think a lot of people set out, and that's why you put plan in the title of your book, people have a plan. I'm going to be an astronaut. I'm going to end up being a cabinet member. I'm going to do whatever. It doesn't have to be wildly crazy goals. It can be anything. But do you think people have something in their mind that this is what they're going to do, and then when they don't reach that goal, they get disappointed, and then life kind of throws in these curveballs they can't hit?
I think that's one of the big problems. I've always had plans in my life, but I've never been to the point that when the plan didn't work, I let it take me out of the game. And I think that's a big difference. You know, the two biggest fears in our lives, Kate, are the fear of the future and the regrets of the past. Those are the two thieves of our life. And whenever we're in a condition of being in either of those situations, it takes us out of the present.
Boy, that's so true. People say that all the time, Ron, you know, that where they say just live present-centered. But it's tough to do. If you were giving people advice on how to, I'm sure there's people listening to us right now that are just shaking their head saying, oh, I do that, but they're not really. How would you tell somebody that they can start to do that and focus more on what they're actually doing at the moment instead of what's happening down the road or some misery or misfortune that happened in the past?
Well, one of the things that I had to learn to do was understand that no matter what happened, I would always recover from it. Now, recovery might be going bankrupt and starting again, but it was never over at the point the plan didn't work. And what I found is what I learned out of going through situations of, like you said, the mattress company, we had some terrible years in the mattress company. One of the lessons I learned out of that is when you use other people's money, they want it back. And the other thing that I learned is that no good news comes by certified mail.
So true. You didn't, when you got into the mattress business and things were going well, it's you weren't looking and thinking, like you just said, that you're going to have to get this money back because money was just flowing. And then what happened all of a sudden to the business?
Well, we had our largest customer declare bankruptcy.
It's
out of the blue. The second thing is, 3 months later, a large segment of our customer base, which was the model home industry, went into the slump of September of 1990. So I had bought a company on a leveraged buyout, which means that you borrow all the money, either from the owner or someone else, and you pay it back with the earnings of the business. Well, suddenly our revenues had dropped over 50%, and our expenses did not. And it was a struggle for the next 5 years to get it back to a point that we could actually start making money. But with what we learned going through that, it became a very successful company over the next 10 years.
Wow. And you go through that, tunnel, and then the other thing that happens, of course, jumping into politics, and you write about this in your book, I Did Not Plan That. When you found yourself in that situation, did you really think that you were going to get that involved, you're going to roll up your sleeves, and you're going to end up being mayor?
No, I did not. We moved into a community. It was a brand-new community with a homeowners association, and I had a neighbor down the street that invited me to along to a meeting, of which I ended up being a board member. But then we had a chemical company that had just moved into a new industrial park that was making rocket fuel for the space shuttle and was way behind schedule. So they went into production without any of the scrubbing equipment or air cleaning equipment in it. And I started getting phone calls from our residents saying, hey, what's going on? I had just been elected president of the Homeowners Association. So I started going to city council meetings and sat there for a few months watching meetings, and it just kind of hit me, just, I can do that. So after a while, I ran for council, and then my first election was elected to the city council as city assessment.
And still today, some people in that area seek your advice, don't they?
They certainly do. It's a lot of fun.
That's good. You have a chapter where you talk about, it's funny, you talk about movie stars and swimming pools and all that sort of thing. And, of course, people, I lived in California like you did, didn't grow up there, but I completely got the meaning of that, rather, immediately. When you say swimming pools and movie stars, fame comes to town, give us a little snippet of that story. I think it's one of your best.
It's a great story from a standpoint of, Tustin had a strong agricultural base, and we had Tustin Tillers Days to honor the people in our past that tilled the soil. So one of the first planning meetings to get a grand marshal for the parade, Bob says, well, my nephew's brother's sister's uncle's cousin got Buddy Ebsen's phone number. Now, Buddy Ebsen was a famous man from Jed Clampett of the Beverly Hillbillies, famous song and dance man. So I said, oh, let's do that. So they called up Buddy Ebsen, and said, buddy, we'd like you to be the grand marshal of the Tiller Days parade. And his manager says, well, you know, he doesn't do too many of those, and we'll just go ahead and run it by him, but don't wait for a call back. Well, 8 a.m. the next morning, Bob gets a call from Buddy's manager and says he would love to participate in that. Well, 2 weeks before the parade, Buddy calls up and says, hey, are you fellas landlocked? I was looking at the map, and it looked like you're landlocked. Is this a sailing event? And Bob says, oh, no, this is agricultural. People are filled with soil. Why would you think that? He says, well, you know, Bob, I hold the world's record for sailing a catamaran from Long Beach, California, to Hawaii. You know that big piece of wood that goes between your hand and the rudder on the boat? That's called the tiller. Well, there's tremendous silence. And Bob, thinking that the entire community is going to beat him up for welching on not giving Buddy Ebsen, Buddy, he gets very nervous and asks, well, are you coming anyway? And Buddy still asks, he says, of course I'm coming. He says, besides, Bob, who are you going to get in 2 weeks? And I learned a lot from Buddy Ebsen. My wife and I, when I heard that story, made sure he had one of the best visits to a city he's ever had. And Buddy taught me a lot out of that. That one, if it's not what you expected, show up anyway. Decide you're going to have a great time and enjoy the experience, the new experiences you'll get. And it was a fantastic day. We invited him not only to be part of the parade, but Joan and I asked if he would come around to the carnival afterwards, the craft booth, the award ceremonies. He said they would love to. And we spent the whole afternoon joking about the fact that Tiller's Day wasn't a sailing event.
That's just a great story. And that he was willing to just do it and play along. And you're right, attitude is everything. And you never know what's going to happen. And that turned out to be, it still turned out to be just a great day. And it all worked out. But it's interesting how the misunderstanding of what the event was, how often does that happen to people? And I've seen this, I won't name names, some of them pretty famous, where, I'll tell you what, Ron, they just explode into anger, and then things fall apart, and it ends up being a terrible experience for whoever is around. There's another chapter I wanted to make sure we asked you about. We only have a minute or so left. But friends, who are they, and who needs them? It's all about getting friends, right? Because everybody's always trying to get people to sign up for their Twitter and everything else. But you say poppycock, my word, not yours, that really is just, that's an old-fashioned word, that really it's not about that. It's about the people that are close to you that value your friendship and that you value theirs, right?
Absolutely. This whole new social media, I'm not against social media, but we're all striving for quantity of friends. And what I've learned is I'm now striving for quality of friends. That the people that are around me that will encourage me, that will tell me the truth, that we can hug and cry and laugh together, that I spend my time now getting those friends as opposed to trying to be important to everybody. And it has so changed my life. And it gives you a lot more perspective on life.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Well, I wish we had more time, but this is terrific stuff. Pick up the book, Amazon. I did not plan that. Make life work when plans don't. And I love this quote. Life is not a problem to be solved. I've heard Ron say it a bunch. It's an adventure to be lived. So well said, my friend. Ron, good luck with the book, and thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you, Kate. Have a great evening now.
You too.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And we certainly can count when it comes to a couple of things here on the show, including the fact that a 62-year drought was broken. What was the 62-year drought? It had to do with the bobsled, the two-man bobsled team from the U.S. snapping what seemed like a stranglehold on the lack of medals for the U.S. in that sport. So by capturing the bronze, how huge was that for Stephen Holcomb? And as I said, 62 is the number. That is a very, very long time. Do the math. So that streak is done. It's ended. How exciting. They wanted to win gold, and a lot of people were talking about them having a great chance at gold, but winning bronze is excellent. What an excellent showing. So the fact that they were able to do this, so the fact that Holcomb was able to do this, and it's the first time, it's the first U.S. medal, bobsled medal. They had gold in 1948 in the four-man, winning in the two-man. It's the first podium finish for Americans since 1952. 1952. And, you know, it's one of those things, too, where it almost didn't happen. He had an injury before the start, and they considered withdrawing it, a calf injury. But he figured that if he did strain something else, at least when he competes in the four-man on Saturday, he'll have two more teammates to help push him. So it's a good thing that he did it, and he was okay afterwards. And winning that was oh so sweet for the U.S. And we'll see what happens now with the four-man bobsled, which is a whole different thing completely. Besides that, numbers also count for gold. Merrill Davis and Charlie White have been together for 17 years as kids, as young kids. They lived 10 minutes apart. Their parents were good friends. They went to the same skating club, and they ended up skating together. And they really knocked the socks off the judges. Gold was the first in the ice dance for the United States ever, which has seven first-place finishes in men's and women's competitions at the Olympics. The 15 golds are the most of any nation, so gold in the ice dance, though, for the U.S. the first time is very, very, very big, and big for them, too, obviously, as well, given that they have been together for so long, their history, their families' histories, and knowing that all along that was the goal, was to get gold, was to come back after winning the silver in Vancouver. I think now it would be interesting to see if they come back for another Olympics or this is it for them. They go on to professional skating or do other things. They took a year off of school. Both were college students, both going to the University of Michigan. But what a fascinating story. I can't imagine you put the two kids together. You think boy, girl, they're not dating. They were just started young together, and they've really spent the most time of anybody in each other's lives in that same spot where they're practicing and getting ready and getting ready and getting ready. This is a crazy number. From the Olympics to this, a woman was thrown in jail after not returning a video for 9 years. You have to be kidding me. So because she rents a video in 2005, you put her in jail. Kayla Finley is the woman who had this happen from South Carolina. She rented it, like I said, in 2005. It was a VHS tape. It was a Jennifer Lopez movie. And they picked her up in Pickens County on a misdemeanor charge for not returning it. The movie in question was a terrible movie, by the way. I couldn't even watch it. It was called Monster in Law. Jane Fonda was also in this movie. And you got to be kidding me. How they pick someone up for not returning a video? A judge released her on $2,000 bond. She probably was stunned. I mean, that's crazy. So she sat in prison, I guess, and waited for the bond and then got her get out of jail card. But I think that's crazy. Don't they have other people to pick up in Pickens County other than this woman who didn't turn back her VHS tape? Who wants the VHS tape now? Who's using a VHS? It doesn't matter. And plus, that movie was so lousy, I can't imagine that there was a massive call for people who wanted to rent it. Could it just be by accident that she forgot to turn it back in? Could that just be what it is? We told you about this story before, but here's the number. We're down to 48 hours. The U.S. diplomats who have been expelled from Venezuela have 48 hours to leave that country because it's accusing them of conspiring against the government. The State Department says that that's just baseless and false nonsense and says that the United States didn't get any formal notification of the expulsion. The Venezuelan foreign minister accused the three diplomats of using a visa program as a cover to meet with the organizers of a youth group that was trying to promote violence in Venezuela. President Nicolas Maduro announced it over the weekend, and the State Department expressed high concerns for what was happening there. I have a feeling, whether it's the last minute or not, they either get out or get cuffed, because it doesn't sound like they're playing around. There's a real anti-American attitude in Venezuela, and this guy doesn't, you don't want Maduro to get poked too much, because who knows ultimately what happens if they decide to do that. I would assume that at the last second they're going to get the diplomats out, probably. But they have to be concerned, because the clock is on, like I said. The Craigslist killer, remember her, we told you about her, 19-year-old Miranda Barber. The story is she's saying she killed at least 22 men, and it could be more, but she stopped counting at 22, that they were all bad, and that's why she did it, along with her husband who supposedly was involved in this. She said that she's a member of the Church of Satan, so who knows where all of this goes. The FBI supposedly, is looking into it, but we haven't heard the last of this case. She's in jail right now for the murder, and so is her husband of a Pennsylvania man. Craigslist has to hate this. First of all, that it happened, but that they're getting just slammed with bad publicity because of the solicitations on Craigslist, which is why she's saying they were bad people. This is a crazy story from Miami. A Miami artist destroyed a $1 million vase in protest. It was a Wee-Wee vase, which is a well-known artist. The guy's a well-known artist. And what happened was that he apparently got upset and decided that this color basis vase valued at $1 million was valued that way according to whom. The exhibition had all kinds of works, including some photographs of the Chinese artist dropping what looked to be a Han Dynasty urn. So Maximo Cermino, a Miami-based artist, was named in a police affidavit as the defendant. He told a cop that his act was a protest against the gallery's decision to only display international art. I don't know, $1 million vase? I mean, they say it's in the eye of the beholder, but somebody who's upset, who's jealous, who's another artist and does that, I think he's going to have to figure out a way to pay it back. What do you think?
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.